Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's still in the testing phase, but so far there are positive results from California for a pill that treats inflammatory bowel disease. And what's different about this pill is its use of nanotechnology. Neve Shaw is a science communicator and writer. Afternoon, Neve.
Good afternoon.
The way a lot of this has been reported is that there's micro robots, which, you know, would give anyone the ick. What exactly are inside these pills?
Yeah, I did too. When I read, I was like, what? I was imagining that there were these kind of mechanical creatures. It's not really. I guess it's because it's kind of intelligent medicine that they're using those words. What it is they're using a type of algae, green algae, which is what you find in seaweed. And that's delivering medicine directly to the site of inflammation in this case. So it's a very smart form of medicine. It's called nanomedicine. And I first heard about it about 7 years ago. And a nano is very, very small. So it's a very, very, very small particles delivered that can go through the bloodstream. What's smart about this, and I guess this is why they're saying micro robots, what's smart about this is that because the particles are so small and they've got a particular coating, they're able to pass through the stomach without being disintegrated by the acid that's generated in the stomach to digest fat. And so it can get easily through the small intestine and the large intestine. And so where that is the site of inflammation. And when it gets there, then the nanoparticles with the prescribed medicine or the drugs that break down this inflammation are then delivered by this green algae, which naturally moves and swims through the intestines and actually can get to the site of irritation or inflammation.
Okay.
So that's how it works. So it's all about, this whole medicine has really taken off. As I say, there's an institute actually in Ireland called CRANN, C-R-A-N-N, which runs out of Trinity. And that was the first time I heard about it. And I visited them to talk about their nanotubes, again, really small tubes made from carbon that were being used, you know, in structures and in lots of different type of novel kind of materials. And then they also said, you know, this is going to become very big in like designer medicine. So you go into the doctor and rather than getting one tablet that fits all, they're able to give you medicine that goes directly to the site of the injury or the inflammation or the illness. Very smart.
The algae, is the algae alive it can swim?
No, it's movement. So if you look at the way seaweed moves in the sea, it moves, it flows, you know what I mean? It doesn't actually have a brain or anything, but it's able to move through the sea. So I imagine what they mean by that it's swimming is that that's how it moves, because the algae has no consciousness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just that that's how it moves. So if you have any seaweed that's dry, and you re-immerse it in solution or in water, its properties come back alive again, and so it's able to move freely. So I imagine that's what they mean when they infer that.
At the moment, what they seem to have been working on is something that treats inflammatory bowel disease.
Yeah.
How much wider are the applications of this kind of technology?
Well, my understanding from what I learned, like, you know, say, for instance, you have a gallstone problem or something, that can get directly. And I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I've just taken that pie out of the sky. But if we think of, because gallstones are a very tangible thing, they're a buildup of calcium in your gallbladder. And so my understanding is that they can design a medicine that goes directly to the gallbladder to break down and give the essential chemicals that will break down that calcium deposit in the gallbladder region. So that's my understanding. And then similarly, if you've got a blood disorder or something, that there would be medicine that you can directly give to the bloodstream, or you know those kind of applications. As I say, I'm not a doctor, but
yes.
That was my understanding. But as long as you encase it in something that can get through the stomach, the problem in the past with a lot of medicines is that the acid in the stomach, which we use for digestion, can often kind of make it very difficult for the medicine to get to the direct area of need. So it travels through the bloodstream, kind of a cellular level.
Yeah. And now, are we still in the kind of testing and this is years away kind of stage?
I don't know. But I think when you get to the point that they're publishing papers and things like that, it's pretty advanced. So rather than it just being like somebody trying out something for the crack, they're going through a process. Now, when it actually comes on the market, you also then have to go through the whole Food and Drug Administration approval and all that kind of thing. So I think they've got to the point of proof of concept. So I don't know. I'm sure there's a number of years for it to get actually passed and then to be able to manufacture it on a scale for, you know, pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
But it's a good indication. A couple of years, I'd say, minimum.
Yeah, but it would also be interesting in that, you know, in many years hence when these things are available, could presumably you go to your GP and your GP says you need kind of pill X, but it's not like these aren't mass-produced drugs. They're producing a certain amount specifically for each patient.
Yeah, very sophisticated, yeah. And also I think what I get excited about is, like, you know, kind of illnesses that are very complex and things like that, you know, and trying to get to those direct sites and everything. You know, I can imagine, like, say, for cancer treatment and everything, that these kind of technologies are really going to help advance treating people in a way that's specific to their needs, you know.
Mm.
It's really smart, really smart use of this whole nanotechnology, which has really kind of taken off.
Niamh Shaw is a science communicator and writer. Niamh, thanks a million.
Thanks, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.